Welcome to the Sunday Night Army Podcast with your host, Jacob.
All right, welcome to the show. I am Jacob, and thank you for joining me on another episode in the music series today. Fantastic artist, as usual. You guys should be ready for those every week. But before we get to all that fun and good stuff with the amazing two-person interview I have today, make sure you're following the Spotify playlist for all the music from the show. And of course, if you want to support the show and everything I'm doing, the merch store is available in the link in bio, of course. Go check that out. Support the show. Grab a t-shirt, grab a hoodie, grab a mug. I don't care. Whatever you want. Supports this show greatly in the process of supporting independent artists every day. And I want to thank everybody listening in all 86 plus countries around the world. Every single state in the United States of America also have listened to the show already. So that's fantastic. And again, thank you to everybody that has supported the show with the last whole bunch of merch purchased. Thank you. I appreciate it. Keep it up. I appreciate you all. And let's get to today's fantastic episode. So right now on the Sunday Night Army, I'm going to continue with the music series. And I have a couple of special guests for everybody today. First, electronic synth pop artist, producer, songwriter, vocalist, Hersey. How are you today?
I'm amazing. Thank you so much, Jacob, for having me on the show. And first of all, thank you for having this platform for artists to be able to come out, you know, independent, really showcase what they are and, you know, what they're all about. So thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the compliments right off the bat. And of course, Kevin Dorsey, producer, president of Sound Vision Record Label. Thank you also for coming on the show today.
Thank you so very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, it's fantastic that I have you both on the show. We're going to tie in everything all together with this episode, but we're going to start off with Hersey because I want to know more about how you became an artist and how you started.
Thank you for asking, Jacob. So this is a true story, and it's kind of funny to me because none of this was planned. You know, I grew up in music my whole life, you know, choirs and, you know, singing with church as a child and those types of things, and, you know, doing state festivals and all that was fine and dandy. But, you know, I had a regular career, you know, as a young adult. It wasn't until I met my best friend, who is Mark White. He is the former bassist for the Spin Doctors for 30 years. So I actually met him at a Velvet Lounge show at the Hard Rock at the hotel in Orlando. Mm-hmm. And it was my birthday and my husband surprised me. So we went to go backstage and meet with them. And I really made a connection with Mark. And when we got home, he's like, you really need to reach out to Mark because, you know, there's some type of synergy there. And we started just chatting and hanging out, and then he would come and hang out, you know, at our house for weeks, you know, while he was mid traveling and doing gigs, and we became best friends. And one night we were having a karaoke party at the house, and we had them all the time, a lot of friends over, and I got up and sang Do Right, which was like a Jessica Rabbit type of a song. And he said, oh my gosh, he said, you should be singing, you should be doing this. And I thought, well, how is that going to happen? And he goes, come on. He goes, tomorrow we're getting in the car, bring your credit cards. We're going to load up on Apple stuff. And if you want, I'll spend the whole month with you and I'll teach you how to write music. And nice. That really, really happened. You know, the next day we went and bought all the equipment. We wrote a bunch of terrible songs in the beginning, but just going through the process of learning, like, oh my gosh, everything is MIDI, like using my complete control, you know, system to go in and really like write down every single piece of music, you know, and not using anyone else's beats, doing everything ourselves, learning how to make our own loops, you know, hooks and melodies. And then, man, we spent a whole year writing an album together. And then it just kind of went from there. A long-winded story to say that
it's
because of Mark White, really. He had so much faith in me and he's like, let's do this. And, you know, how random these things are in the universe. But ever since then, this has been, you know, my full-time passion for the last 6 years. So this is time and I'm very excited.
That's fantastic. Now, as an artist, when you start
I think everybody writes terrible songs at the very beginning. Like, right? If you don't, are you even an artist? Yeah. You have to. That's a process of growing. Now let's kind of go off of that, because now, what do you pull from inspirational wise, writing wise, to create?
Oh, thanks for asking, Jacob. I kind of do things a little bit differently. I always find a beat or a drum loop or something I really like, and then I'll rewrite it and I write the entire song. And then I go back and decide, what is it going to be about? And how is the melody going to sound, and what am I going to do with it? So I don't know if artists do that differently or if I do it backwards, but I kind of find inspiration in just really simple little beats and just kind of build off there. I'm also a gypsy. I'm a unicorn. I'm a very, very free spirit. So, you know, being out in the sunshine and in the woods and listening to a lot of British pop bands and, you know, gypsy style or Celtic music. Oh, speaking of, Lorena McKennett, I love her, and she's Canadian.
Canadian shout outs. I appreciate that.
She's an amazing, amazing artist, you know, like finding those like Celtic type of unique beats or rhythms or that very kind of disco-y, gypsy, hippie music is where I get inspiration, and then find a great beat and hopefully write a song from there.
Fantastic. Yeah. Kevin, you're listening to all this. I want to get your input on how you fit into all this, because you have a lot of titles, a lot of hats you're wearing. Where does all your talent and inspiration come from on your end of all this stuff?
Quincy Jones brought me to Los Angeles.
Oh, fantastic.
I auditioned along with 7,000 other people for a super group of four that he was putting together to be featured on the follow-up to his Dude album. And I was chosen, luckily, to be one of those people. And my first big job for Quincy was working on a film, The Color Purple. And from there, worked on multiple soundtracks and television shows. And I think my biggest, huge break as far as live performances came from touring with Michael Jackson.
Nice.
I was Michael's assistant musical director and vocal director. And so doing things like that, doing a lot of voiceover stuff. Most people laugh at me from the voiceover I did from a film entitled Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Well, I've never heard of that movie. That's fantastic. Now, I did not know that.
Yeah, I mean, it was simple. All I had to do was say, oh, yeah. You know, so that was...
That's literally the key thing out of that movie that a lot of people remember.
Yeah.
You know that.
And it was originally done by a group called Yellow out of Germany. And while working on the film with Ira Newborn, he asked me to come in and say a few things. And I actually didn't want to do it initially. But long story short, did it. And it's kind of reigned supreme ever since, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I met Amy through a mutual friend of ours, a very good friend, Julie Abrams, a talent agent here in Los Angeles. And we've kind of been inseparable ever since, she and her husband, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
So she's an amazing talent. We're so very proud of her, naturally being up for this year's Grammys. And man, she's just scratching the surface of what I think she's going to be in the future.
No, I think you're definitely correct about that. And excuse me, let's get back to more of that, because Hersey, I gotta say, Billboard magazine, October issue, Grammy contender, best pop solo performance. Right out, really? That's fantastic. Now, when that came out, what was your feeling right away? First reaction.
Didn't believe it, if that makes sense. It wasn't real. But when I got my copy in the mail, probably about a week later, I think I was like opening up the package and I was like, it's here. I can't believe it's here. And I just had this like big emotional, you know, like realization, like everything that you've done has a purpose. and it's here. No matter what happens, I'm so honored to be, you know, listed with so many big and powerful and amazing creators. Like, this is the biggest dream and honor that, you know, any artist could ever have.
No, exactly. That is the pinnacle. And to get there and to have that feature in the magazine, amazing. And that's very inspirational to a lot of people listening and upcoming independent artists. You know, there's something to get to. Now, let's talk about the track Hello Again.
Okay.
You came up with it. Tell me about the idea behind it and how the process was creating it.
It was really fast, actually. And this was not intended to be my number one single. That was never the intention. I just really loved the beat. I loved how it made me feel, very free. And, you know, when I was writing the lyrics, I was thinking about, okay, this is a woman in modern day times where, you know, she's allowed to go out and be free with her sexuality. So that's kind of the premise of the lyrics. Now, I haven't seen you in a while. I knew you weren't staying in town. Kind of like, I know I'll see you again later. And then when you come back to see me, you know that you're number one. And, you know, she goes through several of those people in that song. So it's just about, you know, lots of love and freedom in our age and time and just having fun and just loving people. And it's a very happy, bubbly, positive, just love track.
And I'm a big fan of it. And that's why it's going to go on my playlist after the show, of course. Now, I think everybody else should hear it. So we should play it right now on the show.
Beautiful. Thanks so much.
Yeah, so let's do it right now. Here's Hersey. Hello again. Right here on the Sunday Night Army.
Hello again. I haven't seen you in a while. Hello again. Are you stopping for some time? I should have known better that you'd leave. I should have known better. You're something to me. Push it back, gin a little heart attack. Suddenly you wanna be in the middle.
there you go. That was hello again, Percy, right here on the Senate Army. Now, Mr. Kevin Dorsey, I have a question for you because I need your advice. You're the president of a Sound Vision record label. You've been in the music industry for so long, and I have a multitude of independent artists always on this show, and everybody who's listening knows I'm in the hundreds of episodes. What is some of your key advice to up-and-coming musicians that want to make a splash, be unique?
You know, naturally, it's to have your own musical identity. I think one thing that's so different from music, should I say, from my generation, music back then was timeless. I mean, everyone had their own identity. You could close your eyes and you couldn't know who was who. Today, you close your eyes to listen to various artists and they all sound alike. I mean, you need to be able to stand out from the pack. And I mean, naturally you want to and need to have an amazing song, an amazing sound, a wonderful personality comes in handy. And you know, and you can't give up. I mean, I know that just hundreds and hundreds, I'll say thousands of people get off planes, trains, buses to, whether it be Hollywood, whether it be Canada, whether it be New York, London, Tokyo, you know, to seek their dream, you know, to become a professional recording artist. And from shows that we have here, as well as Canada and Europe, such as American Idol, The Voice, and things of this nature, I mean, only so many people get a shot. I mean, that's the reality of it. But the thing of it is, once you receive that opportunity to take full advantage of it and show the world who you are, and that once you're there to stay. That's the biggest thing about it, maintaining. Sometimes it's easy to get there, but can you stay on top, you know?
Fantastic. I love that advice. I really do. And everybody should be listening and taking notes on all of that. Now, Hersey, question now. You think of music videos for the latest track? Is there something we can look forward to that way?
Oh, you can look forward to it, but not yet. Okay. Have some surprises, but not yet.
Now, goals for 2023?
Oh, man. Probably Glastonbury Festival in England. That's my number one. You know, of course, United States too. There's a lot of great festivals here, but just collaborating with a lot of great new artists and hitting the festival scene. You know, of course, like Germany, you know, all of those places would be a dream to go perform at.
Fantastic. I love Europe. Huge audience in Europe, and they will definitely appreciate what they're hearing today on the show. Now, social media, where can everybody find you guys?
Awesome. Thank you for asking. Yeah. On Instagram at Hersey Music Official. And also on TikTok, against my better judgment, I started a TikTok channel because everyone said I needed a TikTok. So I am on there and I'll start posting as we find out, you know, what's happening over the next couple of weeks. We'll start posting videos and information and where you can find more content and great teasers for videos and all of that as well.
Fantastic. Mr. Kevin Dorsey, where can we follow you?
You know, I have new representation in Paris, the Bourbourg agency, and I'm asking them to kind of crank up all of my social media stuff. You can usually find me on Facebook naturally, and I don't know half the stuff. I mean, Amy and Miriam, they know where all that stuff is, but you can usually find me on Facebook, yes.
Yeah, you get under pressure. That's the place to be. And I'll get you on there too. I'll find you and we'll connect. Definitely. Fantastic. I appreciate you both coming on the show, talking music, and playing a song for the audience. Thank you again for coming on.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jacob. Thank you, Kevin. And thank you to my dream team. I love and appreciate you all. To all the fans, thank you for streaming Hello Again. And please message me on Facebook if you love the track, or on Instagram. Thanks so much.
And of course, the song will be on the playlist for the show, Spotify playlist for the Sunday Army, top indie playlist. Make sure you get that track, add it to your rotation, follow, like, share all the other good stuff for the show, like as always do. Keep it going, and that's how we're going to do it.
Great. And I'll give a shout out to Belinda Foster.
Yes.
Had a real big hand in all of this. Thank you.
We love you, Belinda. Thank you so much for everything. She is want to make sure I get this right. She is AWJ Platinum PR. So thank you, Belinda.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you guys again. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.